919. Earl Brooker sitting in for Jerry Bader today. Phone numbers here, 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360, if you want to be part of the show. Before the break, we talked about Ryan Lochte, who fabricated a story because he was drunk and stupid, as I summed it up, okay? This is a story that's not made up, okay? And the bottom line is, it's another case of a judge making a decision that I go, huh, are you serious? Now, in a statement to Mass Live, the University of Dayton said that David Becker will not be attending the school. Becker's attorney, Thomas Rook, had no comment. The reason that's important is a former Massachusetts high school athlete will avoid serving jail time and registering as a sex offender after he was charged with sexually assaulting two unconscious women at a house party. Does this story sound familiar to maybe something that happened in Stanford? We'll get to that in just a little bit. David Becker, who is 18, had been charged with two counts of rape, one count of indecent assault and battery in connection with the April 2nd incident after a party in Palmer. Again, that's as reported by Mass Live. Palmer District Court Judge Thomas Estes on August 15th ordered Becker's case continued without a finding for 2 years, and he was sentenced Monday to 2 years of probation. Now, I understand when people have offenses that, to me, this is a pretty major offense to make this ruling on. I know that they do that to keep people's criminal record from following them for the rest of their lives, but this is a pretty serious allegation. Now, during that 2 years of probation, the former East Longmeadow High School student was ordered to avoid drugs and alcohol, submit to an evaluation for sex offender treatment, and stay away from the two 18-year-old victims. Now, Becker, who is a three-sport athlete at the school, will be permitted to serve probation in Ohio, where he plans to attend college and will not be required to register as a sex offender. Now, no conviction will appear on his record if he complies with the terms of the probation. So, bottom line is, if he stays clean for 2 years, this goes away. Okay? Now, he can... This is a quote. This is a quote that just amazes me. He can now look forward to a productive life without being burdened with the stigma of having to register as a sex offender. That, according to his attorney, Thomas Rook. The goal, again, the quote here is, the goal of this sentence was not to impede this individual from graduating high school and to go on to the next step of his life, which is a college experience. Lovely. A classmate had told a school resource officer about a rumor circulating that a high school senior had assaulted two senior girls while they were intoxicated. The victims told the resource officer they had been drinking while a classmate's father was out of town, but stayed to help Becker and the classmate clean up. Police said the young woman went to an upstairs bedroom where they talked to Becker until all three of them fell asleep. The victim said they awoke to find Becker sexually assaulting them, and he apologized to one of the women by text message the following day. Becker denied sexual contact with the other victim, but said he believed his actions with the first woman had been acceptable because she didn't stop him. They were drunk and asleep. Okay. Excuse me. Yeah. Are you with us here? Wow. I mean, you talk about being in denial for what you did. Now, police found no evidence of previous sexual assaults, and one of the victims told the court that she did not believe jail time was necessary, and the judge closely followed the sentence recommended by Becker's attorney. And here comes another quote. We all made mistakes when we were 17, 18, 19 years old, and we shouldn't be branded for life with a felony offense and branded a sex offender, Rook said. Putting this kid in jail for 2 years would have destroyed this kid's life. Now, my question is, what about these two women? They have to live with it for the rest of their life. They have no choice. They have no option. But yet, we can't brand the poor assailant and ruin his college experience just because we all do stupid things when we're young. Ryan Lochte did stupid things when he was 32 years old, and it cost him a boatload of money. And of course, the sentence comes in the wake of two other controversial sentences for students convicted of sexual assault. We all remember Brock Turner. That's one I was talking about a bit ago. 20-year-old former star swimmer at Stanford University was found guilty of sexually assaulting an unconscious woman outside a party in January of 2015. And Judge Aaron Persky ignored prosecutors' recommended 6-year prison term, imposed only a 6-month sentence with the possibility of 3 months off for good behavior. Sure. Okay. And Austin Wilkerson, a 22-year-old former student of the University of Colorado, admitted to sexually assaulting an intoxicated woman who had rejected his advances. He was sentenced to 2 years in jail, but will be permitted to leave during the day to work or attend school, and he was ordered to spend 20 years to life on probation. 6 months probation for assaulting two women that were drunk and asleep. Because we can't ruin the poor kid's life. I'm sorry, you're 18 years old. I'm thinking that you probably were taught at some point in your life what was right and wrong. I want to hear what you have to say about this. Again, our phone number is 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360. My question is, Ryan Lochte lost a boatload of endorsement money. This young kid... I won't even call him a kid. He's 18. He's an adult. But a former Massachusetts high school athlete, David Becker, who is 18, is going to serve a 6-month, actually serving probation, not even a 6-month sentence. And it's just unbelievable to me that, and I don't want to, I've gone after him enough already, but after we hear some of your comments, I will then also talk about student athletes and that sort of thing that just drives me absolutely crazy. So, again, those numbers are 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360. You're listening to the Jerry Bader Show. Earl Brooker sitting in, and we're looking for your thoughts on athletes and sentences for young people so that they can not have the college experience lost after they have sexually assaulted two other 18-year-olds. And it's like, wow, I have the toughest time with this because here you go with a person that, you know, they're a 3-sport athlete and we can't ruin his college experience by, you know, sentencing him and having problems in that regard. And I'm like, wait a second. What happens to paying the price for the crime? And again, not comparing the two things other than that they're both athletes. Lochte is going to lose a boatload of money. Now you say, oh, that's only money. It's not his life. Well, he didn't do anything quite as bad as this 18-year-old did. And let's go to the phones, get your thoughts. Tracy on the road, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind this morning?
I have kind of a perspective. I have a girlfriend who has a son, and this has been 3 or 4 years now. Okay. And he did something inappropriate with a young girl at school. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even, I don't know how to explain it, but he made inappropriate advances.
Okay.
And he has special needs.
Okay.
He has autism.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his age, he had just turned 15. And in North Dakota, that's where I'm from, he has been registered as a sex offender for his whole life.
Okay. Tracy, are you able to hang on through the news here? I'm up against a hard break. And can you hang on and talk with us after the news is done? All right, it is 9:29.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.